this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised a servant to raise models of integrity and power. Models that rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
Genesis 28 verse 16 to 20. Genesis chapter 28. The second word I want to bring to you today as touching access. Tangible access. Provisions that God has given that guarantees. That guarantees you entrance into greater things. He shall have a praying altar. He shall have what? We call it a portal. You can live in this world and you don't have access to the things that belong to you. Genesis chapter 28. Let's quickly read before we take our seats. Genesis 28 from verse 16. Want to go, everybody? And Jacob awake out of his sleep. And he said, surely the Lord is in this place. And I knew it not. What did he see? He saw things that natural eyes could not have seen, except God opened his eyes to see it. While he alighted in a place and slept off with pillow of stone. All for him to begin to see the transaction taking place in the spirit realm. Everywhere is not the same, sir. There are points on this planet Earth that are supernatural points. There are places that on this planet Earth, around your location, around your locality, that are not ordinary places. They didn't make themselves become ordinary places. People make them so. Is somebody hearing me? We call the place portal. A supernatural access into the new realm, into a new realm, into another realm, another spirit world. We call it altar. Are you hearing me? It can be dedicated to demons and it can be dedicated to what? To God. Where they slaughter human beings, where they offer goats and all kinds of terrible things, they offer things to demons. Why? They have to introduce forces of darkness into that environment because of access. They want to begin to experience, to import some things into that house, into that environment. So, that is why you can be in a family and everybody is behaving the same way. You can be in a house, in a community, and everyone looks alike, experience the same thing, like a pattern. Because there is an altar that has been raised, which has to be confronted, to be destroyed. Are you hearing me? With this access, with this altar, people control life, control families, control finances. Are you listening to me? That is why you can go to a particular part of Nigeria, state. You will see that it's known for poverty. Some, they are known for riches. Some, they are known for war. They are known for fire. Because of the altar that have been raised in that location. Is somebody hearing me? Altar controls the life of men. Altar controls the environment, controls communities. The earlier you get to know this, the better. We control things as children of God by altars. God said, I'm looking for a man to stand in the gap. And before we launch into prayer, I want you to please see this second instrument that God has opened our eyes to see as access to what He has for you. That is why until you raise an altar, certain things will not find its expression in your life. With altar, you counter strange influence of Satan. And with altar, you enforce the covenant of God. You can read promises in the Bible for 10 years. It is altar that enforces it, that brings it into reality. Thank God for confession, sir. Beloved, take your confession beyond ordinary words. If your confession is waiting for the blood and the sweat you will shed on that altar to activate the promises of God, nothing just happened in the kingdom, sir. Take your seat briefly. Hallelujah. This young man, Jacob, he thought all that his father, grandfather, Abraham, were doing all this while was just a mere play. Until he was confronted with the reality of life. That he has to run for his dear life. And in the process, he highlighted at the point. And he saw things that were beyond him. Wow, what is this? Because there is a covenant that is speaking upon his head. And that is why God had to let that understanding come to him. Are you hearing me? See, child, this is what is happening. Otherwise, you'll be on the road for life. Until we begin to recognize the potters that God has created. And then we also begin to acknowledge how to raise an altar in our life. We talked about the first asset point yesterday that has to do with the prophets and the people around you. You just take responsibility. But this one, we are talking about potters. We are talking about certain locations. It is ignorance of belief on the part of some people that will come to church. You think church is just a place of entertainment? You think church is just a place where you just come only just to receive the word of God? Sir, you are missing it. Jesus Christ, he flogged out some people in the book of John chapter 2, verse number 13 to 14. He said, my house shall be a place of prayer, not a den of thieves. This is a portal. This is a place of prayer. This is access point to heaven. Are you hearing me? When Solomon built the temple, he said, this place, oh Lord, let it be that such ones that will come to this place and offer prayers unto God. Let their prayers be heard. Why the church of God is a portal? All of us are sitting here, we are facing the altar because over the years, certain deposits, certain prayers have taken place upon this altar that have made many people to come to believe that, look, once I touch the altar, once I offer my prayer here, things will happen. And you have heard testimonies upon testimony reeled out here. And you see things are happening in people's lives because there is a divine approval from heaven concerning this altar. Every church of God, where God, where the Spirit of God moves, is an altar, is a portal. Sometimes the pastor does not need to even be in church. Because it is an altar, you come there, quietly discuss with heaven, and things happen. Is somebody hearing me? I told you that this is one of the tangible provisions that God has given to the body of Christ, access to greater things. Are you hearing me? There are people that will come, even when pastor is not there, and take care of the altar, and sit down, or kneel down, present their request before the Lord quietly. Excuse me, sir. Eli was not there when Anna came to Shiloh and settled down there and was communing with God. She didn't know that she was creating an access. Is somebody helping me? Every time you have a contact with an altar, I'm just trying to establish to you that look, there are things we probably don't take serious before. Begin to take it serious because God has planted access to himself, to greater things all around us. Now, it's our approach that determines if those things will deliver result or not. Because what you don't expect, respect, you don't attract. Somebody help me. This is an access. As I'm standing on this altar all around here, if only God will open your eyes to see the innumerable company of angels that are all around, innumerable company of angels that are all around us here. But it's unto you, sir, according to your faith. It's unto you, sir. That man said he slept and he woke up and he saw angels ascending and descending. Wow, God is in this place and I know it not. Then the question is that why will God withhold our eyes from seeing it? Because he wants everyone's faith to be real and genuine. Is somebody hearing me? If all that happens on the altar is what is made plain and open to everyone, the church will be filled with pretenders. So that is why it's now a work of faith. Is somebody hearing me? I'm coming to church because I know what I get there. I'm coming to church. I'm coming to a place of prayer. There are people, many people, there is no amount of prayer point you give them. They are not satisfied praying it at all. But when they come to church, until they pray it in church. Why? Because there is this inkling. There is this thing inside of everyone that says, look, let me just come to church and touch the altar. If I may but touch the hem of his garment. I told you yesterday about the person of Jesus Christ, the prophet, being an access. Now, this is also an altar. This is another access point. Let your approach, let your attitude completely be different. Anytime God wants to speak to his people, why is it that you say that men of God will stand on the altar and make declarations and people will take it so serious? Are you hearing me? Because it's coming from the altar. Don't forget, it is not your offering that sanctifies the altar. It is the altar that sanctifies your offering. Is somebody hearing me? No, it's not the person that sanctifies, that is standing on it that sanctifies the altar. Has enough power to amplify a man's ability. You know, sometimes some people will climb on some altar and say, look, I am flowing with unusual grace. I don't know what happened. It is a deposit of power, sir. It's a deposit of power. And do you know that, look, when you show respect and honor to that altar, the power that is resident here flows to you. It flows to you. This is not another, it's not an ordinary stone. This is not stone, this is not blocks, this is not carpet, this is not rock. This is a spiritual entity. Somebody hearing me? It's a spiritual entity and it will respond the way you see it. In the natural world, wicked people, when you get to a shrine in those days, for those who, they will tell you to remove your shoe. Remove your shoe. Some that you come to church now. How many times have you seen anybody coming to the church and is entering with back? But in the natural world, the way the demons give them rules, enter with back. Yes, you can. One of you can go there and say, I seize the power from the demons that function here. And so, you, just one of you can do that. But they dare not do it. Is somebody hearing me? My son was here, one woman that was coming, bringing a child to the crèche. Are you hearing me? We have a crèche in the church. She has an housemaid. And she says, been going through some serious trouble. She cannot trace where the problem was from. And now one day, this woman just said, a prayer like this was going on in the afternoon. She just said, let her come with her housemaid. Praise the Lord. She entered into the church. The housemaid stood in front of the church. She was wondering, why didn't you come in? There is nothing she didn't do. That lady didn't come in. Are you hearing me? Bring the lady. The lady refused to follow her. It was that month that girl resigned. When they now made an inquiry, he said, I can't enter that church because of the fire that is standing at the door. Where did he see? We didn't see the fire. But there is an angel, sir, that has recognized strange spirit that is ready to cross that demon to pieces. Are you hearing me? You don't joke with a altar. You don't joke with altar. Hallelujah. You don't joke with altar. Praise God. You don't joke with altar. This is access. That is why sometimes you touch it and in faith you go home and say, I'm made whole. Anna will move to Shiloh, may pour her heart before the Lord. And God was wondering. God was watching until it happens. There are points, there are locations that by history and by influence of the supernatural interaction, beloveds that have been dedicated and consecrated and transformed to be what? A divine entity, a portal, an access, a place where spirit relates with. Altar is one of them, sir. Altar is one of them. If we can have it in the natural, that there are certain junctions where the demons cannot relate with. And that is why those native doctors, after conjuring for you, they will tell you, take this sacrifice, put it at certain places, not just anywhere. Take this sacrifice, put it either in the junction where two or three roads meet, or at the base of a tree, very mighty tree, or at the point where the land and the sea meet. Or they will take you, go to a juju priest's house, put the sacrifice there. Why? They know certain specific point that demons relate with. How dare you think that we don't have a place where the Holy Spirit relates with? When our understanding is open about this, listen to me. When you approach to God, when you approach God's presence with this understanding, look, I'm not just touching a block, not touching a rock, I'm touching destiny, I'm touching a life giver, I'm touching a flow of grace. That is when we begin to enjoy this flow of these greater things, the testimonies, the blessings. So much is deposited here. Don't forget, our blessings into greater things first of all exist spiritually before it becomes tangible. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. This blessing that you are asking for is hanging there, but it has to be downloaded, translated into reality through your relationship with the altar. Is somebody hearing me? That is why when somebody has no altar in his life, his destiny will be altered. Altar secures your place. Altar brings a shield. When we engage in spiritual battles, because there are so many things that God has given to you, that the devil is always after to stop it from happening in your life. It is altar that fights altar. Spiritual battles are not battles of flesh and blood. They are not what you just use muscle to fight, sir. If you don't have an altar, you consistently find your back on the floor. Thank God for the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. Grace has never made you to be lazy. Rather, grace has given you the responsibility to be hard, to be what? To be hardworking. Is somebody hearing me? So please understand, when we take the message of grace to the extreme, then many people do it to their own detriment. You see people preaching the message of grace and become completely prayerless, no fasting, no holiness, and they take the message of grace to their extreme. And I dare anyone watching on the screen who want to just counter this point to go and prove it. If grace exempts you from fasting, from praying. That is why we have many prayerless children in the body of Christ. Is somebody hearing me? When you say building up yourself in your most holy faith, Jude 20, before he got to that verse 20, in verse 3, he admonished us, telling us, he said, earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto you and myself. There is a faith committed to him. Unfortunately, that faith has been neutralized in the lives of so many people. Is somebody hearing me? Child of God, don't fall into that trap. Thank God for the message of grace. By grace, we enjoy what we enjoy, what we have today. We are what we have today. But grace that was given unto all, the Bible says in a book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10, Paul said, I labor abundantly. What is that labor? What does it produce? In the place of prayer, I labor. Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 9 to 11, he said, let us therefore labor so that we can enter into that rest. Enter your heart. Working, your labor is an asset to get into that rest, into that great place that God has provided for you. If you are lazy in the place of prayer, there is no access. If you are lazy in fasting, there is no access. If you are lazy in giving, there is no access. If you are lazy in serving, there is no access. Let us therefore labor so that we can enter into that rest. Listen to me. Prayer is a non-transferable responsibility. The truth of the matter is that you are the first prophet of your life. We are gradually inching towards, in fact, we are already in it, watered down gospel. Raising weakling instead of soldiers. Is somebody hearing me? If it's not sweet, some people check out. If it's not soft, some won't swallow it. They forgot that in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 3, the Bible says, endure hardness, not as a civilian, but as a good soldier. Is somebody hearing me? As a good soldier. A soldier has already signed his death warrant before being enrolled. Is somebody hearing me? Jesus didn't lower standard for anyone. He won't lower it for you. In the midst of signing to defend a nation, a soldier can die. Is somebody hearing me? When a soldier dies, nobody talks about it. Is somebody hearing me? But when a civilian dies, it becomes a talk of war. Is somebody hearing me? Praise God. Child here, are you ready to pray? Access your portal. There are places, many of you have raised in your room. A place that you have fraternized with for a long time through prayers. You have been used to maybe a particular corner, maybe a way of pray in a particular location. That place, you see, whatever you carry out is any exercise you do repeatedly for more than 2 months in a particular location, you will attract the spirit of that activity. You will attract the spirit of that activity. When you don't know how to pray, just begin to locate a place in your area, in your house, and just start it. Maybe 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and be consistent with it. in the next 2 months, sir, you won't know where you start praying 1 hour. Why? You always attract the spirit of your activity, especially when it's consistent. To whom you yield yourself, servant to obey, the servant of the same you have become. Many of us are denied of what belongs to us because we are yet to understand the mystery of this access. One of these access is your altar, sir. There are many things that God said, I want to say many things to you, but you don't have the capacity to bear them. But how be it when is the spirit of truth is come? The grace will come upon you to be able to take the place of prayer. God said, I want to meet certain family. I want to release something. He said, but I look for a man to stand in the gap. I couldn't find anybody praying. I couldn't find any altar raised on behalf of this family. That is why they are being tortured. You see, like I mentioned sometimes ago, I said, look, God can watch a whole family wiped off if nobody is standing in a place of altar. He can watch it. The only thing is that they will welcome them to heaven. You came so early. It's just that nobody was there to rescue the situation. Is somebody hearing me? Don't forget, Christian dies, unbeliever dies, Pope dies, adults die, pastor dies, bishop dies. Is somebody hearing me? God has promised you so many things. But if nobody is taking responsibility in the place of altar, if nobody is taking responsibility, my goodness. Sir, my submission to you is that there are recognized points on earth around us. Are you hearing me? Tangible things you can touch that God has designated to be an altar, to be an access to greater things. Altar is one of them. When Elijah was to be taken up to heaven, sir, why is it that God didn't take him and cause him to disappear from his room? He was breathing on him and was leading him until he got to Jordan. Until he got to Jordan, the chariot took him. He left Giga to Bethel, from Bethel to Jericho, from Jericho to you remember the story. Why is it that he had to get to Jordan? Why? If you read your Bible very well, the history of Jordan. Jordan has been a place of spiritual activity for many years. Oh, Jordan has been a space of spiritual activities for many years. So it has become a portal. Oh my goodness. He led him to Jordan. He led him to Jordan. When he got to Jordan, ask me what you want. Double portion of your spirit. When you see me when I'm being taken up, and all of a sudden, the chariot of fire. And I ask myself, why can't this chariot of fire descend when it was in Giga? Why can't the chariot of fire descend when it was in Bethel? Why can't the chariot of fire descend when it was in Jericho? But no, there is a point, sir. Even your offering, sir. That is why sometimes you have to be careful in sowing offering, in giving your offering. When people don't give to church, they don't give to servant of God, you don't know what you are robbing yourself of. When you already see a natural physical access that God has created in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 12, beginning from verse 13 to 15, God said, make sure that you don't just offer your offering anywhere you see. I don't know if you have come across that scripture. He said, but in the place where I have put my name among the 12 tribes of Israel, you hear me? There is a designated place where this offering can be acceptable because you can give sincerely and not reap sincerely. Why is it that I'm not having harvest? The question is that, did he see it? Did he see it? Ilagara shakata prakata soto prekadesh. Access. There is a point. We call it a portal. Are you following? Yeah, now. You are face to face with an access. You are face to face with one access now. This altar of God. Listen to me. A time will come. As the Holy Spirit moves you, you can lay your hands on this altar. Move around. Touch this altar, just touch all around. Or anybody that is touching on the floor. Nigia Zarashata. All that you are going to ask of the Lord for today. If I am ministering in line with his will, answer will come to you. And if your faith is strong and open enough, you will connect with your own testimony. Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 2. He said, unto us and unto them was the gospel preached. He said, but that which was preached to them did not profit them. It didn't produce results. Not because the word does not have the capacity to produce results. He said, but because it did not mix with faith. He said, if I come back to her, will I meet faith? Without faith, you can't please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, for he is the reward of them that what? That diligently seek him. Your walk with God is essentially work of faith. Nobody walks by sight and go far with God. Nobody walks by sight. It's not there. You don't need to see the sign there. Just believe as you have come to his presence. He told Nathanael. He said, because I told you about yourself and you believe. He said, henceforth you will see greater things. You will see greater things.
Say, I believe that every word I utter in God's presence this afternoon, answer will come from heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, that sickness that is troubling your body, in the name of Jesus, I see the finger of God cast it out. Whatever you are holding that is like holding you down, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as you lift up your voice to heaven, I see the angel of the Lord supernaturally take off whatever is troubling your life, in the name of Jesus Christ. And whatever power that has vowed that you won't go far, I see God Almighty swallow it up in your life, in the name of Jesus. I don't know how many people under the sound of this voice, it's like if you don't pay up, you are finished. But God Almighty is here this afternoon. He will wipe away your tears. He will settle all your bills. He will go and defend you. Where you cannot fight for yourself, He will fight for you. Where you cannot speak for yourself, He will speak for you. Where you cannot defend yourself, He will defend you. In whatever area you are naked, my God will cover you. Rise on your feet and lift up your voice. Say, Lord, I have access. Lord, I have access. Lord, I have access. Lord, I have access. La ya da baha kasata. Le para ba da baha. Ja da 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 kata. Sha da 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 karagada. Rekete kete pakata. Sha la ba da baha. Le kwate shete le haja. Ja da da ragada. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Listen to me. Make sure nobody's voice is louder than your own. Because shout is allowed. The Bible said long time ago day in Acts chapter 14 verse number 3. And he was speaking boldly before the Lord. Are you hearing me? I want to lift 7 prayer points before my time is off there. 7 prayer points and afterwards a ministration. And I trust the Almighty God that after today, access testimonies is what we'll be receiving in the name of Jesus. Access to greater people. Access to mighty men and women. Oh my goodness. Listen to me. There are people that you wish you are close to them, but only God can bring them to you. Something will just happen in the spirit realm that will connect you and make you stand even before them. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God Almighty will begin to give power to your gift, because He said when your gift is announced, even before great men you will stand. He said the gift of a man make it room for him. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, where they have looked down on you, they will start looking up to you. In the name of Jesus, gift and talent is nothing until the anointing comes upon it. It is the anointing through prayer that gives a voice to your gifts. There are many gifted people, but not known. Why? They have not recognized the place of the altar. It is in the place of the altar oil comes upon you, and suddenly they start hearing about you. Suddenly they start hearing about you. When the oil comes upon you, beloved, you will be announced in great places. Even where you are hidden, God by Himself will bring you out. The first prayer point is this. You will lift up your voice to heaven. Please raise your voice high. Make sure nobody, this voice is louder than your own. You will cry to God, say, Father. Say, Father, I thank you for sending me such a word even this afternoon. First of all, appreciate God for the word that He has sent to you. Appreciate Him consciously. Laya la bahaka shakata la da 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 gada la dela shata para rekete kete kete prakata jada da da ha rikwate mekete terekete ejele tete tete rikata kata jakata kata prakata prakata la da 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 ragada ikwasata la yagada gada. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Listen to me. Just as many of us gather here today, Jesus was lining up before John the Baptist the same way every other believer came to John the Baptist. Are you hearing me? But something was different about his own prayer. May you catch that revelation this afternoon. In Luke chapter number 3, verse 21 and 22. Luke chapter number 3, verse 21 and 22. You are going to read that scripture and I will lift a prayer point from there. Everybody, they say, now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also like every other person, being baptized. And what happened? He had that praying to his own. He had that praying to his own. They will have said Jesus and others were praying. No, they say Jesus. No, he was the only one who recognized that. Look, it's not just to be deep in water. I just have to have something super, something different. And Jesus praying
The moment he was praying, what happened? The heaven was open. It was a potter. I told you, anywhere water and land meet is a potter. But when you don't know what to do there, at that time, you miss the season. Now you are before an access, the altar of God. Nakata shata. Look at what happened in verse 22. One to go, verse 22. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. What happened? And a voice came from heaven, which said, "Thou art my beloved son. In thee I am well pleased." The voice of approval is going on with you from today. Say, "Father, announce my business. Announce your name in my life. Announce your hand upon me. Oh, you cry to God. Yeah. Lord, I have come before your ashes. I have, oh my gosh. Announce your hand upon my ministry. Announce your hand upon my life. Lord, I am in touch with the altar of God. I am in touch with the altar of God. Ladana, atua jagada. Ayagadagadagada. Ayagadagadagada. Adagadagadagada. Rakate. Ayagadagada. Ajatakatakata. Adadadagaragata. Ajadadadaha. Rakatakatakata. Prakata. Ladadadayagada. Regadagada. Ajadadadaragada. Lift your voice. Raise your voice. Oh my God. Ladadaha. Ajadadagadaha. Lakatakata. Prakata. Jadetete. Lokwatakatakata. Mekechetete. Ekedegadegade. Lao. On this mountain, I press for my portion. I press for my portion. I press for my portion. Jadakwata. On this mountain, Lord, I press for my portion. I press for my portion. La jadona hatua iswa kwata jadada ayademe kwata la dadada yegedegedegede. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Altar is what powers people's destiny to fruition. Altar is what powers people's destiny to fruition. Into fruition. Are you hearing me? There are many intelligent people, but they are not known. There are many talented and gifted men, but they are still far behind. It is altar that announces your gift inside of you. Something must come upon you. It was ordinary Jesus, like every other person, until he came. And there, heaven opened, and the Holy Ghost descended. Look, when the super come upon the natural, that is when the supernatural is battered. Is somebody hearing me? Praise God. Something is coming upon you today that when you go back home, it becomes a proverb. Is this woman also among the prophetess? Is this man also among the prophets? Hallelujah. It's a new you going on this afternoon. Whatever has held you down is letting you go right now. Because you are connected to the altar. The power of the altar is going to follow you. This is a praying altar. This is not an ordinary altar. Are you hearing me? Praise God. In Luke chapter 16, verse number 16, he said, "The law," Luke 16, 16, "the law and the prophets were until John. But since the time the kingdom of heaven was preached," what happened? "Every man pressed." Ah, cry to God, say, "Father, say, Father, by the advantage of the altar, I press into my portion. I press into my greater things. I press. Ja! Oh, yeah, press. Press into healing. Press into greater height. Press into greater glory. Lord, tatara. Ladabadabada. Yadabadabada. Rakatakatakatakata. Jadegedegede. Anquatakatakarakatakata. Jadadadakata. You better forget about who is by your side. Forget about who is around you. Leave them alone. When miracle happen in your life, everyone will be forced to ask, "How did you do it?" Lord, jada barabaha lebenokoto lekwatapata jadabadabada 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 jadabadabada. I press into greater things. I press into greater things. I press into greater things. My children along. Nokotokotokotokoto. Ajakatakatakata. Rakatakatakatakata. Jakatakatakata. Reketekatakata. Reketekatakata. Rakatakatakatakata. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Open your eyes and look at me. an angel that came to deliver the vision to you, it will be negotiated. Moses stood before the Lord. For 10 times, Satan was resisting him. Pharaoh was resisting him. At a point, he told him, go, but leave your children behind. He said, no, sir. After another time, he told him, okay, go, leave your animals behind. He said, what are we going to use to sacrifice our God in the wilderness? No, sir. Everything God has given to you will be negotiated for. You are the one that will say, no, sir. Say, no, sir.
No, sir.
Ah, say, no, sir.
No, sir.
You see, every height you are due for this in this meeting, before this program is over, you will enter there.
Yeah.
I say, you will enter there. Yeah. I say, you will enter there. Yeah. He said, behold, a great and a mighty door is open before me. He said, but there are many adversaries. Say, Father, whatever I vow to deny me access into my next level. Oh, yeah, catch fire. Oh, yeah, catch fire. You better don't spare your hold. Is this how to fight? Don't forget your God is a fighter. Only those who can press. Another one for press is to fight. Access is not easy except for fighters. Access is not cheap except for fighters. Fight for your soul. Fight for your money. Jadada. Ladada. Satan is negotiating your head. Tell the devil you are a liar. Take your hand off my body. Satan is negotiating for your baby. Tell the devil you are a liar. Get your hand off my womb. Satan is negotiating for your new job. Tell the devil you are a liar. Oh yeah, get your hand off my body. He's negotiating for your husband. He's negotiating for your wife. Tell the devil, get your hand off my body, off my marriage. Ja da da ba da, ja da 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 ba da, ja da 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 ba da. Oh yeah, fire. Oh yeah, praise. Oh yeah, fire. Possess your portion. Oh my ya da ba da, ja da 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 ba da. Every contending altar that is fighting my adversary, I tear you down. La da da, la da tuaja, le de de geya, iya la kata kata, ya da da da, lokoto koto, la da 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 da, ya da 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 da, lokoto koto koto koto, ega de gade, ega de gada, ega da 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 gada, la ya kwata, ya da 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 ha, ya da 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 ha, la kata kata. Tell the devil you're a liar. You can't go away with my soul. It's enough. Enough is enough. I have access into greater things. Now, I have access into greater things. Now, I received it. I possessed it. Hey, Allah, bada, bada. Yala danoko shata ta ta ta. Berita yagada. Press, press, press. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Listen to me. The reason why God permits trouble is because he wants to sort out the best among us. Because no weakling can be a leader. No weakling can be a leader. The truth, if you want to know, sir, God will permit trouble for a while. That is why I say, after you have suffered for a while, he will then establish you. That is 1 Peter 5:10. Did somebody hear me? Why? No weakling must be permitted to be a leader. Because if they see war, it will run away. God has never promised any one of us that we will not go through tribulation, sir. But the leadership position is for conquerors. Is somebody hearing me? And what makes a man is not biscuit and bones. It's not biscuit and meat, it's bone. Is somebody hearing me? Praise God. The law and the prophets were until John. And since the time the kingdom of heaven was preached, every man pressed. Another word is every man fought for it. God is a fighter. That is why they call him the Lord of hosts. He said, I will personally harden the heart of Pharaoh. Look, from the very first signs and wonder, he can finish Pharaoh. For you to know that he's a man who lost trouble. He said, I was the one. I created Pharaoh for this purpose. I want to just let the world know. Even when you have too much power, you weapon, you don't have where to use it.
You will look for somebody you can oppress. Like what is happening in Russia and UK. Is it happening? Too much power. Too much power. Too much power. Somebody will just wake up overnight and enter into another neighbor and be killing them. And be killing them. Too much power. Too much power. God said, I fashioned Pharaoh. I think Exodus 9:16 thereabout. I made him, Exodus 9:16. I made him, I created him for this purpose. Can you see Exodus 9:16? Let me read it. Let me confirm it's there. There is a word I want to bring out there. Yes. And in very deed for this cause, have I raised thee up. He was talking to Pharaoh. For to show in thee my power. And that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. It's not that I can't take care of you, the very best plague. Is somebody hearing me? Child of God, what you are going through here, Nijula, Sagarano Koshakata. Don't disappoint God. There is too much inside of you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Is somebody hearing me? I want you to please understand what Micah said. But really, I am full of power by the Spirit of God. You will lift up your voice and say, Father, whatever is vow, to stop my entrance into greater things. Oh, yeah, catch fire! Oh, yeah, fight! Oh, yeah, fight! Oh, yeah, fight! Take your portion. Tap into the power of the altar. Oh, yeah, tap into the power of the altar. Lada daya. Jada de da de ha. Lo! Neke te jua. Libwa da da. Jada da da da. Lo kwa te tenja. Le de de ya ga ga ga. Rakata kata kata. Le de de yanjua. Lada da da ga da ha. Le kwa te satanja. Lada. Oh, yeah, take your portion. Run after your portion. Possess your portion. Nekuzia, Lusha, Ladagada. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Behold, he said he will give you the keys of David. The keys of David. So that whatever you open is open. Isaiah 22, verse 22. You have power. You have authority. So we are going to open door because prayer is your authority to unlock access. Shall we read one to go? He said, and the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder. So he shall open and none shall shut. And he shall shut and none shall open. Those who have the power, who has the key, they control influx. They control what comes in and what goes out. So you are a custodian of access. Oh, you don't understand what I mean. You are a custodian of access. Is somebody hearing me? Before we declare this last prayer point, before two more prayer points, you are going to open your mouth and say, Father, that which has been locked up against my ministry, against my house, hear the voice of the Lord. I unlock it now in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, unlock that womb. Oh, yeah, unlock that business. Oh, yeah, unlock your environment. There are people in charge of territories. I unlock helpers. I release my helpers to come. I release my helpers to come. I unlock them. I unlock them. Larger Dodonakata. That which has been locked up, that belongs to me. I unlock it right now. 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 I unlock it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh my God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The Bible said the church. The Bible said the church. So it's not a person, the church. When Peter was locked up, what a treasure locked up. What an asset locked up. What an eye opener locked up. What an instrument of deliverance locked up. What a lifter locked up. The church said no. The one ordained and raised by God to set us free, locked up, they lifted up their voices. So prayer, are you hearing me? Is what? Is your key. When you come before the altar, unlock it. Are you hearing me? I want you to cry to God. Men and women that carries that belongs to me. Men and women in nations of the world that carries that which is my portion. Iladia dozena kote pata. By the power of the altar. By the power of the altar, I unlock them. Men and women that are tied down, that must be released into my life. Helpers that
must be released. Oh God, I release them. Oh yeah, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Release business. Release business. Release men and women. Release substance. Oh yeah, order it to come. Order them to come. Order them to come. Men and women, young and old. Laya labadabada. Jada dagadagada. Rekete kete kete. Lagadagadagadagada. Jada gadagadagadagada. Lakatakatakatakata. Lokoto pragadagada. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Open your eyes and look at me. There are some invisible load that is not meant for you. Matthew 19:24. The Bible says it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to make the kingdom of heaven. What exactly am I drawing at here? There are some of us, what the weight we are carrying is the reason why we are slow. It's the reason why we are denied access. The opening created for you is too small for your size. Are you hearing me? Now, certain weight must be shed off. Is somebody hearing me? Certain weight must disappear. Weight of anger, unforgiveness. Are you hearing me? Weight of complaint, weight of laziness. Certain weights must be shed off. Weight of prayerlessness. You don't know it's a weight. Some people think they are resting when they are not praying. Not knowing that it's just weight that is on you. Lay aside every weight and superfluity of nothingness. Is somebody hearing me? You are going to lift up your voice to heaven. The weight that has been denying me access into greater things. Invisible weights that have been... You can imagine somebody make up his mind. I will never forgive him. It's a weight, sir. I will never. Now, it's not anybody can tell me. Malice is a weight. Is somebody hearing me? To be stingy and be selfish is a weight, sir. Dilakara, shatelabaha. Unforgiving spirit is a weight. You will lift up your voice and say, my father, any weight that will deny me access into greater things, let it catch fire. Now, oh yeah, later. I receive grace to lay it off. I receive grace to lay it off. Oh yeah, lay it off, lay it off, lay it off. Lay it off, lay it off. Weight of wickedness. Weight of laziness. Weight of sickness. Some people's weight is sickness and disease. Some people's weight is sickness and disease. Oh God, every weight that is not of God, disappear, disappear, disappear. Catch fire. I lay off every strange weight. I cast out every strange weight. Now in the name of Jesus. Now in the name of Jesus. Shalabahaka sakata. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Find your way and touch this altar. Be about to pray. Find your way and touch this altar. Surround it. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, immortal God, invisible God, the only wise God, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscience, the one who was, the one who is, the one who is to come. Rekete shatatata rakatash. Litu zato jagadaba rabatasi. Lekwatan jagatino koto. Regede yakashata. Burden bearer. Weight lifter. Helpers of destiny. Oh Lord. Unto you these ones have come. Unto you these ones have cried. Unto you they have come to lay their weight. Jehovah. Stretch forth your hands. Take away their body. Take away that weight. Oh Lord. Swallow up every demonic influence. Whatever deny them access into greater things, let it catch fire. Now in the name of Jesus. Now in the name of Jesus. I command womb to open. Womb that have been seeking for the fruit of the womb. Oh yeah, open. Oh yeah, open. Oh yeah, open. The hands that has never made profit. Oh yeah, begin to make profit. Oh yeah, begin to make profit. I decree right now, let your husband come. Let your wife come. Let babies come into your womb. In the name of Jesus, I decree, let there be promotion. At place of work, let there be promotion. Let there be help. All that you have assisted and helped, and they are hanging around. The men and women that God has raised, they are looking for whom to help. Let them locate you right now. Whatever you have lost before now, let there be a total recovery. Whatever you have lost, let there be a recovery. Let there be a recovery. In the name of Jesus. As you rise from this altar, by the power of the altar, oh yeah, gain new height.
to suffer before, you shall see them again no more. I command sickness to disappear. I command pain to disappear. Lord, stretch forth your hand. Wipe away their tears. Give them a push into their next level. Give them speed in achievement. In the name of Jesus, the God that wipe away all tears, wipe away your tears. From this day forward, only the voice of rejoicing and salvation shall be heard in your tabernacle. Be blessed in the city. Be blessed in the house. Be blessed everywhere you go. The Lord will defend you. He will fight for you. In the name of Jesus, go and rejoice. Enter into your new realm of greater things. In the name of Jesus. As you are dedicating cars, you are dedicating your house, you are dedicating babies, you are celebrating everywhere you go. In the name of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Don't go yet. Before coming in, I want to thank God. The Spirit of the Lord said to me, there are some of us that might not be everybody. We want to just add to this prayer, and God's servant will pray on it. There are issues contending with you that are stronger than you. You want to report them to God. Those people who are stronger and they are harassing you with their strength. The situation that is stronger, maybe a sickness, maybe somebody somewhere. You know, the way Jehoshaphat reported the children of Ammon, and God, you know, we don't have might against them. Oh God, we don't have power. Oh, you know, so I want you to report those people, those institutions, those men, that situation that is stronger than you. Tell God, Lord, this thing is stronger than me. This man is stronger than me. I report, I hand him over to you. Go ahead now, hand over the situation to God. Hand it over, hand it over. Hand the man over, those men, and that organization. They are sitting on what belongs to you. They are harassing you with their power, with their strength, and them over to God. Lord, I hand over. This man is stronger than me. This situation is stronger than me. But I hand it over to you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. By the strength of this altar, we confront, we challenge every man, every woman, every power, every force, everything that is harassing your destiny. We subdue them today in the name of Jesus. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thine power shall thine enemies submit themselves to you. By the power of the Almighty God, on the altar that you have come to provoke, we command everything harassing, everything challenging your destiny to be subdued now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Those institutions, those organizations, that man, that woman harassing you, that sickness, that situation, we report them to God on this altar. Gbogbo n to n doju ko a fi ejo won sun Olorun lori pepe mimo yi pepe giga yi a fi won sun Olorun losan yi a o le da won mu. Jehoshaphat said, we have no might against these forces that are against us, but our eyes are on you. Father, we hand them over to you. Subdue them for our sake in the name of Jesus.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace. Through God's choice servant, we believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's choice servant in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda Jue Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.